I overheard on a VHF radio one of my neighbors say, yeah, that damned Ed Smith, that's his fault that that Octopher fire went up, because I was stopping the Forest Service single-handedly. It gave me way too much credit.
Ed Smith is now an ecologist with the Nature Conservancy. Back in the mid-90s, he lived in his family's cabin in the woods of northern Arizona. Concerned about the effects of logging, Smith became part of a grassroots movement that grew into the Greater Flagstaff Forest Partnership.
I started out as an activist. There were a number of us who got together. The idea was that if we could talk through some of these issues, we could translate that controversy into collaboration and move forward rather than stall out.
Then in 2002, the Rodeo Chedisky fire exploded across the Mogollon Rim. It charred close to 500,000 acres and destroyed 400 buildings. The flames came close to Heber and Sholo. Rodeo Chedisky was a wake-up call. Protecting communities from fire was essential, but not enough. Steve Gatewood, with the Forest Partnership, understood that something more ambitious had to be done across a much larger piece of the landscape.
It had to happen. We always saw that it would be larger. We didn't know what form it would take. Everybody now recognizes you can protect communities while you restore forests. They're one and the same.
In 2009, Four Fry was born, the largest restoration project in the country. The Forest Service signed on. After all, the future of the Coconino, Kaibab, Tonto, and Apache Sitgraves forests was at stake. The Ecological Restoration Institute at NAU added its scientific perspective. Wildlife biologists, loggers, and local government officials took seats at the table. The stakeholders met, listened, talked, and their ideas began to evolve. The Forest Service may have been experiencing the biggest transformation of all. For years, the agency had concentrated on turning trees into boards, but its focus changed in the 90s as environmental lawsuits brought timber sales to a halt. Henry Provencio, Four Fry team leader.
We kind of slid through the 80s, struggled into the 90s, and I will really say we lost our way. So we became an agency of doers. You know, we're going out, we're putting out the fires, we're producing that timber, to an agency where we became planners. And I think it really hit us hard.
Pat Jackson, chief of staff for the Forest Service's Southwest region in Albuquerque, recalls.
The agency has begun a paradigm shift from a production orientation of forest products to a restoration perspective.
Four Fry's initial goal is to restore 1 million acres of the Coconino and Kaibab forests to a more natural condition. To do that, some 30 to 50,000 acres a year will be treated by mechanically thinning and then reintroducing fire. The plan is to create a mosaic, leave old-growth pines, revive oaks, aspens, and shrubs, make some larger grassy meadows. Instead of homogeneous suburbs of same-sized, same-age trees, there will be a mix of young, middle, and old-age trees. Restoration will provide corridors for wildlife, something that excites Henry Provencio.
You really need to look at that landscape. Are we providing that connectivity for these critters? The beauty of Four Fry coming into this, and it was kind of a duh moment, it was like, wow, this really makes sense. In terms of critters, it's a beautiful thing.
And fire, a key process in the Ponderosa Pine Forest, will resume its natural role. If Four Fry succeeds, the forest will be resilient, able to bounce back after most natural disturbances. But inevitably, the devil's in the details. Four Fry participants have had to reconcile strongly held philosophies. In our next installment, we'll examine how and if collaboration has worked in making such important decisions. I'm Rose Hauck for Arizona Public Radio.